We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
Nosotros crecemos cuando damos.
We grow when we give.
与える時成長する。
We grow when we give.
Welcome to ROG, Return on Generosity. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. This podcast celebrates generosity at work, not financial giving. Giving valuable time, mutual respect, alternative perspectives, and genuine collaboration. Welcome to ROG, Generous Leadership Coaching Tip. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. We are working through the 5-degree principle, how small changes lead to big results. And this week is chapter 5, titled, Say No to Say Yes to the Right Things. This is thought leadership inspired by Dr. William Urey, who's a professor of negotiation at Harvard Law School and an incredible thought leader and mediator. He has this quote, "Each of us, every waking hour, is called upon to say no, whether to friends or family members, to our bosses, employees, or coworkers, or to ourselves. Whether and how we say no determines the very quality of our lives. It is perhaps the most important word to learn to say gracefully and effectively." No. No is a complete sentence, as my colleague Neen James often states. How can we say no to say yes? So for those joining me on YouTube, which I hope will get more subscribers and viewers on YouTube in the coming months, because each of these coaching tip episodes are videos, you'll see this tree. For those who are joining us audio only, I want you to imagine a tree with deep roots. And the words yes are in the roots, the word no is in the trunk, and the word yes is in the umbrella of the tree. The punctuation matters. So yes, exclamation mark, is what you see in the roots. And what does that mean? That means that we're saying yes to our priorities, to the things that we deeply value, to what we stand for. No, period, is a decline to the thing that we're being asked to do. And then yes, question mark, is our attempt to creatively help the individual or whatever is asking for our help to get the help that they need in some other way. So what would this look like in a real-time situation? So let's just say it's 5:30 on a Friday. You've worked a long week and you're so excited to spend the evening with the person you love, who you've promised this is going to be the time that you focus on them. You're at the elevator, you hit the down button, and your direct line manager catches you and says, "Oh, thank goodness you're still here. I have this urgent matter and I really need your help." Yes, exclamation mark, is you are getting on that elevator and you are leaving to go to spend the evening with the person that you deeply love. No, period, is that you will not be able to help with this urgent matter at the moment. Yes, question mark, in the umbrella of the tree, is how could this person get their needs met? If this is something that must be done this evening, who else or what else are options for them to get this taken care of? If perhaps this isn't due tonight, is there a time over the weekend or better yet Monday morning that we could meet and talk about this and reshift priorities in order for you to pay attention to this urgent matter? But you're not going to say, "Oh, you know what? I can get home an hour later, or I can do this other thing." We're going to prioritize our priorities. Our big rock are the individuals that we have commitments to or whatever it is that's important to you. And we don't always have to sacrifice the things that we care about in order to take care of others. As generous leaders, this is difficult because we like to be helpful. We really like to be able to be responsive and resourceful and there for people when they need us. But the thing that we have to remember is that other people's crises do not equal our crises or priorities always. And as innovative, creative leaders, we can very often find alternative ways to get the needs met without having to sacrifice or impose on the things that we've already established are our big rocks. So this week, I challenge you to say no, to say yes, say no, period, to say yes, exclamation mark, to the things that you deeply value and care about. Please stay generous, everyone.
Thanks for listening to ROG, Return on Generosity Podcast. Please help us grow by subscribing and reviewing us on your favorite podcast player. And for more information, visit bridgebetween.com. We grow when we give.
우리는 나누면서 성숙합니다.
We grow when we give.
On rayonne quand on donne.
We grow when we give.